AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Las Palmitas Mini Market in Los Angeles sold a Powerball ticket worth $1 billion. It's the sixth largest lottery jackpot. Store owner Nabor Herrera was asked who could have won.
I have many people working around here. Buy it every day.
Do you have homeless people that buy?
Sometimes, yeah.
He spoke to KABC-TV. Whoever has the ticket defied the odds of winning. One in 292.2 million. With no signs of a deal in sight with striking Hollywood writers and actors, the co-CEO of Netflix says,
This strike is not an outcome that we wanted.
Ted Sarandos told investors they aren't taking the strikes lightly.
We've got a lot of work to do. There are a handful of complicated issues. We're super committed to getting to an agreement as soon as possible, one that's equitable, and one that enables the industry and everybody in it to move forward into the future.
The dispute revolves largely around the payment system used in video streaming and the rise of artificial intelligence technology. Sales of previously occupied homes fell last month to the slowest pace since January. At a hearing today, House Republicans like Ohio's Jim Jordan are claiming government censorship of online speech, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. testifying, despite requests from outside groups to disinvite the Democratic presidential candidate after his recent anti-Semitic remarks.
Frankly, it's why Mr. Kennedy is running for president. It's to stop. Help us expose and stop what's going on. This alliance, big government pressuring private entities to censor Americans.
The ranking Democrat, Stacey Plaskett of the Virgin Islands, says Republicans are giving a platform to Kennedy to promote conspiracy theories, bigotry, and hate. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on a new ethics code for the Supreme Court. Iraq is ordering the expulsion of the Swedish ambassador after a man desecrated a copy of the Quran in Stockholm. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting in early trading on Wall Street following a mixed batch of earnings reports from U.S. companies. The S&P 500 was 0.2% lower in the first hour of trading Thursday. The benchmark index is coming off its seventh gain in the last 8 days. The Dow rose 193 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite was down 0.9%. Tesla fell 6.1% as investors worried about how much price cuts will hurt the company's future profits. Netflix sank 8% after a key measure of revenue fell from a year ago. Healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson rose 4.6% after beating profit forecasts. Discover Financial sank 14.8%. The company said it was working with regulators to resolve an accounting error dating back to 2007 that misclassified some credit card accounts. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 3.84%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Pop star Shakira is facing a second tax fraud investigation in Spain. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.